Well, South Florida Marine veteran's family says he's being held in a Mexican prison because he tried to enter the country with a shotgun that was about an inch too short. The family of 27-year-old John Hammer says he's been held since August on charges that he tried to come into the country with an illegal weapon. Mexican law bans shotguns with barrels of less than 25 inches. The family says that this gun was 24. His family says he's being held in isolation after they received threats to his safety if they didn't pay protection money to a drug cartel. So this is a serious situation there.
After broadcasting in San Diego, a border city, these extortion calls are not unusual. You don't have to have a gun. You can just step off the curb the wrong way. Unfortunately, it's a very, very tough place to be. With us is attorney Eddie Varin Levy, attorney representing the Hammer family, whose son is currently being held. First of all, sir, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you do, but you can call me Eddie. Feel free.
All right. I am reminded of a time when the Donald Kraft story, they were in a traffic accident, the wife, the husband, the two little boys, and they were held. He had a broken back, by the way. They were held in a hospital until the family sent, I think at that time, $2,000 to the Mexican official that was involved in the car crash. Unfortunately, he died. And that was immediately what I was reminded. And these stories are not unusual coming out of these towns. What do we know about the condition of the Marine at this particular point in time?
He's okay. He's doing okay. I just spoke to his dad, and I'm going to be speaking to John in a while. And he's doing okay. He's really doing okay.
Well, he's being held in confinement. I mean, what kind of treatment is he receiving from what you know?
Okay. Let me explain this because this is important. When John was in general population, there was concerns for his safety, so they had to place him in an isolated, it's not like a single punishment isolated cell. What it is that prison does not have, let's say, isolated cells for protection, so they had to do a makeshift in a storage room that happened to be next to some of the guards would sleep, you know, for that shift. So that's what it is, and considering the fact that, and this is what they're telling us, and I do understand, I guess, I may not agree with it, but there's a wall only dividing, in a sense, from where he is now from the street. So he was chained, not next to the wall, he walks around and stuff, like a long chain, that it's enough to go around the room, because they had no other way, and when you hear Marine, the first thoughts that they have, these people are, geez, special forces, something like that, and he can just bolt over. But basically, he's okay. He's treated okay. He's got food. I've seen him six times in two. His parents just spoke to him late yesterday or today, I believe. That's what they tell me, they report to me, and that he's okay. He's happy. He knows we're working very hard for this release, but at any rate, we have a court hearing on January 17, which will not be changed. That's firm, Captain Stone.
All right, let me ask you this, because I have more than a passing knowledge of some of the prisons, La Mesa being one of the most infamous, just across the border. That's a scene right out of Escape from New York. It is absolutely horrible. The drug cartels pretty much run the show, and you don't know who the good guys or the bad guys are. Is his protection guaranteed to you by someone there until these court dates and his imminent release?
Let me tell you, before this issue with the press and stuff like that, basically was that some people were saying you cannot have a chain, so you go back to general population. Now, I can tell you, I don't want to say that he's been treated any different, but I can tell you there's a special thing protecting them because they know, quote, the hot potato that it is, close quote, you know, because it's not a major crime. I mean, it's a crime that, unfortunately, like it or not, hypothetically broke the law in Mexico. We're defending it because we believe he's innocent. He doesn't qualify under that. Now, you just made an important point. La Mesa is a state prison, and this particular prison state, all the charges are federal, and he could have been sent, which I filed a motion, the TRO, restraining order for him not to be transferred to, which basically is like Max, and I don't want him in Max anywhere that is not close to where the trial is, and we won that hearing, that motion, thank God. You're the first parties to know that, so he's not going to be transferred anywhere soon with that. So basically, that I know he's okay, he's not threatened, they're guarding him again, once again, because the thought in their minds, right or wrong, is if this guy escapes, we're doomed, you know.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
That's the issue, really. I mean, they think if this guy's a Marine, Special Forces, and force more guards, you know, like he can just in 3 seconds say goodbye, you know.
Yeah, let's hope that everything works out, because a lot of people, and it's probably a good time to remind everyone, once you pass south of the border, it is not the United States. It is a completely different place under completely different rules and regulations, and basically that's it.
There's one thing that I want to say, two other things that we have. The Mexican Constitution grants rights to everybody the same, okay? Whether you're foreign, U.S., French, Mexican citizen, and this is important to say, it's wonderful the rights it gives you. It gives you some rights, I believe, more than the U.S. Constitution. Now, many judges are very ethical, very good. Many, unfortunately, seldom don't, and we have a thing going with the trial judge, telling him a couple of things, because you probably are aware that on November 23rd, that hearing has been continued by the court order. And here I go, I was in New York, Thanksgiving with my kids. We find out that they take John from jail to the court, you know. Now, if you're going to tell me that there was a through the cracks, it fell or something like that,